Welcome to Five to Focus, a weekly podcast helping you center on Jesus by applying the Bible to life's struggles. Ryan Strother is your host. Now set aside any distractions and get focused.
One of the things I love the most about pastoral ministry is being able to walk through different situations of life with people. And I love having conversations with folks that they want to know what the Bible says. They're really trying to think biblically through their situation. Well, I want to tell you about a conversation I had recently. Maybe it's something that's been on your mind even at some point in the past or even in the future. You may have the same thought. But someone had come to me and they said to me, "Is it okay that I had to euthanize my sick old animal, my pet?" And at first it was such a difficult conversation because there's a lot of grief that goes with that. And some people may say, "Well, you know, it's silly. You're upset because your pet died." You know, well, that's a big deal. And so there was a time of just compassion, of just sympathizing together. That's a hard time for people that are going through that period of grief, is what it is. Something that's been so consistent in your life, like a pet, that now isn't. And so I still remember when I was a child, I was a boy, and I still remember sitting at that round kitchen table that we had in our house. And I remember sitting there with my brother, and my dad brought our dog, Ginger, and that was the first pet that I had, and it seemed like she was just always there. And I still remember when he brought her in and said to us to say our goodbyes and all that, and I remember petting her and all that when he had to take her on because she had a cancer that they needed to put her down. And so it's a big deal. And so I'm listening to this person, and here's kind of their line of thinking. And the thing was, is they had great thoughts. They really were trying to think biblically through this, and it was a great time to try and comfort her, to guide her to think through Scripture appropriately. And so here were the arguments. And this person, they say, "Well, life is created by God and taken by God, and so am I wrong for taking life?" Man, that's a really good question, and that's true biblically. We read about God as the giver and taker of life. That's all right. That's all good. And then the other part of the argument was, and I know that we're to be, as humans, we're to be taking care of animals. We're given dominion over animals. And was this the right thing? Is this really caring to do? And again, that's true right out of Genesis, right out of the account. And so this is good, right thinking. But here's what I tried to help this person. I said to them, I said, first, we need to understand a couple things. Is that the Bible is very clear that the pinnacle of God's creation was people, human beings. And the only part of creation, the only thing in the entire created order that is made in the image of God are people. And that's a very important lesson to keep in mind here. Only people are made in the image of God, and we see that out of Genesis 1. And so when we come back to that understanding is that people then, because we're made in the image of God, we have the capacity, the ability to relate personally to God. We also have this innate need for God. We also have a soul, which then we know we'll live on for eternity with the Lord based upon our decision we make now in life with Jesus Christ. But animals are not made in the image of God. And so the commands that we see God place on taking life and what we read about the Lord with giving and taking life, all of that, what I tried to explain to them was that people are made in the image of God and not animals. And so even though they're thinking well through that, the error would have been that, no, that doesn't apply to your animals. And the other part of that, is it really caring? Are we really having dominion over our pets when we euthanize them? We're not euthanizing them for fun, right? Nobody would argue for that. We're euthanizing because we are taking care of them. That is a humane, that would be the word used, humane thing to do in those end days of sickness or whatever it may be for that animal. And so I wanted to share that conversation with you and encourage you to think biblically in all situations of life. Maybe there's a topic that maybe a question you have or a situation like that that you'd like for me to try and address. And so if you do, would you just go to my website where this podcast is hosted and go to ryanstrother.com. At the top right, you'll see a little button that says submit an idea for the podcast. Go ahead and click that, fill that out, and I'll be glad to try and take on some of those different situations as we focus on Jesus and keep Him at the center of our thinking and our lives. I'll talk with you next week.
Thanks for listening to 5 to Focus. Make sure you subscribe and catch next week's episode as you stay centered on Jesus.